Hello guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today I am going to cover another question about LGBTQ+ community. Producer and writer Norman Lear, who passed away at the age of 101, was responsible for creating some of the most groundbreaking television shows of the 20th century. These shows included LGBTQ+ characters and shed light on topics such as feminism, the lives of Black families, abortion, divorce, and various other aspects of American life that were not typically portrayed on television during that time. Additionally, Lear was a fervent liberal activist, and in 1981, he established People for the American Way to counter the growing religious right movement. Prior to his revolutionary work, Lear achieved success as a TV and film writer and collaborated with Bud Yakin at Tandem Productions. However, it was with the introduction of All in the Family, a sitcom that defied conventions, where he truly disrupted the television industry. Starring veteran actor Carol O'Connor as Archie Bunker, a blue-collar worker in Queens, New York, the show depicted a character who harbored bigotry towards various minority groups, but occasionally had his prejudices challenged. The television program, which originated from a British comedy series, made its debut on CBS in January 1971. In merely its fifth episode, a narrative unfolded concerning a companion of Archie's named Steve, played by Philip Carey, a masculine and traditional former football player who ultimately discloses his homosexuality. Despite being defeated by Steve in an arm wrestling match and being punched by him, Archie struggles to fully come to terms with this revelation. Nevertheless, this disclosure does prompt Archie to ponder and reflect upon his beliefs. In subsequent installments of the series, there was the inclusion of a character named Beverly LaSalle, portrayed by drag queen Lori Shannon, who was referred to as a transvestite during that era. Beverly formed a cordial relationship with Archie's wife, Edith, who, despite being labeled as a dingbat by Archie, often displayed greater wisdom and acceptance. Beverly made appearances in episodes during the years 1975, 1976, and 1977, but unfortunately met a tragic end depicted as a result of a hate crime. This event led Edith to question her faith in God. Critically acclaimed gay writer Matt Baume expressed his admiration for the episodes featuring Beverly, but expressed disappointment in the manner in which her character was ultimately eliminated to further the character development of a heterosexual character. Baume further highlighted that while Beverly was not the first victim of the "kill your gays" trope, her character's demise served as an early indication of the treatment queer characters would experience on television in the ensuing decades. In another episode from 1977, there was an inclusion of lesbian characters. Following the passing of Edith's cousin Liz, Edith and Archie discover that Liz's roommate, Veronica, K. Callan, was actually her romantic partner. Edith is initially taken aback but eventually develops empathy towards Veronica and agrees that Veronica should keep a valuable silver tea set that Edith was originally supposed to inherit. The characters of Veronica and Liz were portrayed as educators, and the episode was aired again in November 1978, just before Californians were preparing to vote on Proposition 6, also known as the Briggs Initiative, which aimed to prohibit homosexuals from teaching in public schools within the state. Ultimately, the proposition was rejected by voters. In the television show All in the Family, Sally Struthers portrayed Gloria, the daughter of Archie and Edith, while Rob Reiner played her husband, Mike Stivic, a liberal college student and advocate for marriage equality. Maude, a spin-off of All in the Family, featured Bea Arthur as the titular character, a vocal feminist with liberal views. Maude was initially introduced as another cousin of Edith's in All in the Family. The show also introduced Arthur, a conservative neighbor portrayed by Conrad Bain, who served as a contrast to Maude's beliefs. In a 1977 episode, Arthur expresses a desire to close down a gay bar in their affluent suburban hometown of Tuckahoe, New York. Maude defends the bar and even becomes a patron, with the episode including humorous references to Anita Bryant, an outspoken opponent of gay rights. Previously, the television series had addressed a controversial societal matter as Maude, a mature woman with an adult daughter and a grandchild, confronted an unforeseen pregnancy. Spanning over two episodes, the storyline depicted Maude and her spouse, Walter, Bill Macy, struggling to determine the best course of action, ultimately leading Maude to make the decision to undergo an abortion. Additional Lear sitcoms such as Good Times, Sanford and Son, and The Jeffersons focused on African-American families, with the former two facing financial difficulties and the latter experiencing upward mobility. Initially introduced as the neighbors of the Bunkers in Queens, the Jefferson family eventually secured their own show and relocated to the affluent east side of Manhattan. George Jefferson, the proprietor of a prosperous dry cleaning business, exhibited a form of bigotry comparable to Archie, despite being African American himself. The role of George Jefferson was portrayed by Sherman Hemsley, who was widely speculated to be gay but never publicly acknowledged his sexual orientation during his lifetime. He passed away in 2012. However, these television programs occasionally faced backlash due to their unfavorable and stereotypical depictions of individuals of African descent. Eric Monte, an African-American writer who collaborated with Lear, openly labeled the producer as both a racist and a hypocrite. Furthermore, Monte accused Lear of plagiarizing his original idea for the Jeffersons. Subsequently, a legal dispute ensued between Monte and Lear, which was ultimately resolved through an out-of-court settlement. Elizabeth Wellington, writing for the Philadelphia Inquirer, described Lear's legacy as problematic, groundbreaking, and memorable in terms of race. Lear's impact also extended to shows with a focus on women, such as One Day at a Time, featuring Bonnie Franklin as an independent single mother, which was later rebooted with a Ladings family and a lesbian character, and Mary Hartman, a satirical take on soap operas. Additionally, Lear made significant contributions outside of television through his involvement with People for the American Way. According to a memorial post on the group's website, Lear collaborated with them for over four decades to mobilize public support and activism in favor of freedom of expression, religious diversity, and equality and justice for all. He commended the organization's role in advancements such as marriage equality and the historic appointments of Supreme Court Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson. Moreover, Lear consistently spoke out against censorship, anti-Semitism, and the growing threat of authoritarianism. Lear expressed in a formal tone to the members of People for the American Way that he cannot effectively combat bigotry, resist voter suppression, expose extremism, and make communities safer on his own. He emphasizes the importance of partnering with fellow Americans through the organization to defend freedom whenever and wherever it is threatened. Lara Bergthold, the co-chair of the board, acknowledges Lear's understanding of the power of culture to initiate dialogue, touch hearts, and change perspectives for the better. Reverend Timothy McDonald, the other co-chair and founder of the African American Ministers Leadership Council, expresses gratitude for Lear's refusal to let the radical religious right claim ownership of faith, flag, and freedom. He acknowledges Lear's fight to create a nation where equality and justice are truly accessible to all. Sarah Kate Ellis, the president and CEO of GLAAD, praises Lear for being a true pioneer in including LGBTQ characters on television when no one else would. She highlights Lear's shows, such as All in the Family, Maude, The Jeffersons, The New One Day at a Time, and the upcoming Clean Slate starring Laverne Cox, for humanizing the LGBTQ community and influencing millions of viewers. Ellis commends Lear for prioritizing the support of LGBTQ creators and pushing Hollywood to follow in his groundbreaking footsteps. I hope you really liked this episode, and it hasn't made you get bored. I am just kidding. And don't forget to share Not Just a Rainbow with your friends and ask them to subscribe. Every listener is important to my project, and I always appreciate your interest. The next episode will be published after my short vacation. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.